Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Mayor of Derry is hopeful that an announcement could be made on the future of the City of Derry Airport to London route in the coming days. The Carndonagh Community Hospital Liaison Group has hit out at the HSC following what they say is a series of delays in securing long-promised reconfiguration works at the hospital. Meanwhile, there's a crisis in confidence over the new National Children's Hospital, according to a South Donegal TD. And asbestos removal experts are moving in to clear material from the site of a major fire on Buncrana's Main Street 2 weeks ago. Those stories you follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, it's expected an announcement on a replacement airline for the City of Derry Airport London Stansted route will be made in the coming days. Airport management and Derry City and Strabane District Council are currently in contact with a number of potential regional airlines following the collapse of Fly BMI on Saturday. Speaking on today's 9 till noon show, the Council's Mayor John Boyle says he is committed to ensuring the delivery of a replacement airline for the route.
The public service obligation money that was announced last week to service this route, to subsidise this route, that still remains in place. So what we are doing currently is we are now working to secure a different carrier who will take up the route and obviously retain the route for the next couple of years. We have already had a number who have approached us with a view to taking up the route. Our management team are hopeful of being able to make some form of announcement over the next week or so. From an airport and from a council perspective as well, you know, 40% of passengers going through City of Derry Airport actually originally come from Donegal. We will carry on. We will continue to work to secure another carrier for the Stansted route or a London route, maybe Gatwick or somewhere like that. We're now in a little bit of unknown territory. We're trying to get it secured and get it secured very, very quickly.
There's a crisis in competence over the new National Children's Hospital, according to a South Donegal TD. Mark McSharry says some serious questions still remain unanswered about the overruns at the new hospital. The current price tag is expected to be €1.7 billion. Deputy McSharry says other countries are building for far less.
For me, there's an absence of leadership and a crisis in competence. I was looking lately at the Alder Hey Children's Hospital in the UK, 309 beds, 213 million. There's one under construction in Lisbon, the Oriental Hospital at the moment, with 875 beds. Its price tag, while it's under construction, it may be higher, but it's down at 330 million. We're at 1.7 billion.
Meanwhile, the Carndonagh Community Hospital Liaison Group has hit out at the HSC following what they say is a series of delays in securing long-promised reconfiguration works at the hospital. Meanwhile, St Joseph's Hospital in Stranorlar will be the focus of a march and rally in the Twin Towns next month, while in Ballyshannon a public meeting takes place tonight to discuss promised works at the Shiela Hospital. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The Carndonagh Community Hospital Liaison Group says the reconfiguration works have been pushed back once again, and according to the official version from the HSC, they won't now commence until at least the third quarter of this year, finance permitting. The group says, however, it is now over 3 years since the project was started, and at that point they were assured the finance was ring-fenced. Contracts were to have been signed last month, but that didn't happen. The group is now seeking a meeting with the new board of the HSC to discuss the needs of Inishowen as a matter of urgency. Meanwhile, the Save Our St Joseph's Hospital Committee will hold a march and rally on Saturday, March 23rd, while in Ballyshannon, a public meeting takes place tonight to discuss a timeframe for promised works at the Shiela Hospital. One of the meeting's organisers, independent council candidate Billy Grimes, says they want clear timeframes for the completion of work. He's sceptical about government claims that the cost overrun of the National Children's Hospital will only delay projects by a few months.
Let's say that they take 100 million from these projects, and they're now telling us that in 3 months' time everything's going to be fine. Where are they going to get the 100 million in 2 to 3 months' time to put back in to allow the projects to commence?
Families affected by a major fire on Buncrana Main Street 2 weeks ago could be allowed to return to their homes by the end of this week. Asbestos removal experts are now moving in to clear material from the site of the fire, which gutted the plaza and also caused extensive damage to the adjoining John Barr's drapery premises. Local councillor Nicholas Crossan says he is hopeful the process will be completed by the end of this week and some sense of normality will be returned.
Each day goes along, there will be obviously more surveys carried out, more information coming. It's still kind of early days yet, but I think if we get the asbestos cleaned up, and as I say, the Donegal County Council have engaged a professional company to do this, which I'm delighted about. That means they go down and actually physically lift some pieces of asbestos, put them in plastic bags, wrapping them up and dispose them in a proper fashion. Mm. So hopefully maybe we're maybe calling it too early Wednesday, but Saturday, Thursday, Friday, the people, what they've promised me, there's one business down on Ferris's Lane, pit stop, there's no where this tire centre, and there's six or seven houses that are also, people are displaced out of those. Hopefully that they're going to do those areas first. That means that they will go on the roofs, hose them down, check the gutter, check the area around the house for any asbestos, and get those people and families back into their homes again, back to normality, get the business open, running again, get Ferris's Lane open and running, which is a one-way street at the top leading out onto the main street of Bunkrana, and get things flowing back as normal. The roofs then in the two buildings that were affected will have to be assessed. They will have to be made safe, and we're asking the businesses to do that as well. And after that then, it's unfortunately, it's a rebuilding game then.
A 31-year-old man has been jailed for 2 years for having sex with a 14-year-old girl. He was 24 at the time of the offence in Sligo in 2012 and claimed he thought the girl was older. Stephanie Rohan reports.
The court heard the accused man and the victim had been drinking at an apartment in Sligo with some other people when they'd sex in a bedroom. The victim, who was at a vulnerable time of her life, pretended she was 2 months pregnant in the hopes that it would put him off. When the accused was questioned by Gardaí, he told them he thought the girl was 18 or 19, saying, "I'd know if she was 14 or 18. The court heard the victim had to get psychiatric help following the offence. The accused was due to go on trial for rape but pleaded guilty to the defilement of a child under the age of 15. Judge Tara Byrne said sight shouldn't be lost, that older men having sex with girls under the age of 15 is a very significant offence. She jailed the accused, who has a long list of minor convictions for 3 years with one suspended, and warned him she doesn't give people second chances. She told the accused it was difficult for her to suspend the year and said she's no hesitation in making him serve it if he breaches any of the conditions. Stephanie Rowan at the Central Criminal Court.
The Taoiseach has denied there can be any keyhole surgery in the Brexit withdrawal agreement. Simon Coveney is in Brussels for meetings with his EU counterparts and Brexit negotiator Michel Barnier. The Taoiseach says Ireland will very firmly stick to the deal that is on the table.
We've been very consistent on this, and I think the EU has also. The withdrawal agreement is already a balance of compromises on all sides, and so I don't think there's any appetite across the European Union to reopen the withdrawal agreement and to change the text.
An end is in sight to a long-running issue with sewage in the Dromore Park area of Killigordon following a deal between Donegal County Council, the local residents and Dromore National School. A new foul pumping station will be located within the estate's open space area with additional capacity to serve the Dromore National School. A new rising main will be constructed from the Dromore Park location to the existing foil network in Killigordon, with €30,000 being made available by the government to allow the council carry out the extra work. The school has tendered for works it needs to have done and is cooperating closely with the council. Councillor Patrick McGowan says it's an important project.
Dromore National School has got permission to tender now to take the sewer from Dromore the whole way over and to Killigordon, where there is a council sewage treatment plant which has spare capacity. And what we've been doing for the last 2 to 3 years is trying to negotiate with the council and the senior planners in order to connect the housing scheme, which is well over 40 houses, into Moore Park. And that has been agreed now. The sewer pump will actually be located there, and then it'll all be pumped back to Killigordon. The principal of the school there, Mary McGranahan, has been great to all the others. She's been working not just in the benefit of the school, but the entire area. I do believe, yes, this should work should be seen, perhaps starting later this year.
Over 250 community sector workers have been forced to retire without an occupational pension over the last 10 years. A 2008 Labour Court recommendation that said community employment supervisors should be given access to a pension scheme was never acted on. Casey O'Rourdan has more.
There's a dispute over who's responsible for giving these workers access to a pension scheme. The workers who run programmes such as drug rehabilitation schemes and Meals on Wheels see themselves as employees of the state, but the Department of Social Protection says they're not. They work for community organisations who happen to be state-funded. Brendan O'Hanlon from Force a Trade Union says the state is liable.
As far as we're concerned, they provide that service for the state, and therefore the state dictates their wages, it dictates their working conditions. So as far as we're concerned, the state has the liability here.
Between 30 and 40 community employment supervisors retire every year on a standard government pension. Paddy Quinn was forced to retire when he was 66. He says if the government won't implement the 2008 recommendation, they would be open to talks.
We would be willing to get involved in talks with the government on the provision of some kind of a pension for CE supervisors going forward.
In a statement, the department says CE supervisors are employees of private companies which are legally obliged to offer access to at least one standard personal retirement savings account.
Meanwhile, Donegal County Councillor Niamh Kennedy, speaking on behalf of the Executive Committee of the Killybegs Employment Project, says immediate action must be taken to recognise the rights of CE supervisors.
My feeling on this is that it's left now to us as chairpersons and as the executive of these schemes. If it keeps going the way it's going and these supervisors are not getting paid their entitlement, their pension, then this is going to collapse, and we don't want to see that happening, and we don't want to see the workers suffer. And in turn, it's going to suffer for everybody else because the work is not going to be done. There is so much community involvement and community employment schemes throughout the country. It's a really, really valuable asset to the communities. If they were all pulled in the morning, I don't know what kind of state we'd be left in, but it wouldn't be a very good position to be in. We're calling on the government to acknowledge the right of the supervisors to give them their pension. I mean, the CE, the staff, the participants in these schemes have had in the last 8 years 6 pay rises, whereas the supervisors have not. They've never had a pay rise since back in 2008 or since before that.
Sport on Highland, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Make your Shop LK gift card go further with an additional 20% bonus on all Shop LK vouchers.
It's 14 minutes past 5 and time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with athletics. A strong Irish team of 16 athletes have been selected for the European Indoor Championships in Glasgow at the start of March. As expected, Mark English and Summer Leckie are included. Leonard Kennedy of English, who is a European Indoor Silver medalist from Prague in 2015, has been in excellent form, and he won his 6th national indoor title yesterday. World Under 20 High Jump Silver medalist Summer Leckie also toasted national success on Sunday, and the Fin Valley girl will be heading for Scotland as well. Along with English, the team will be led by the likes of Phil Healy, Ciara McGeehan and Thomas Barr. Rhys Ruddock is the latest player added to the list of Ireland's walking wounded. The Leinster back row is likely to miss Sunday's Six Nations meeting with Italy, with his province revealing he suffered a hamstring injury in training last week. Dan Levy and Dave Kearney will miss Leinster's Pro 14 clash with the Southern Kings. Levy is continuing to rehabilitate a calf issue, while Kearney is also following a return to play protocols after sustaining a head injury. Munster have confirmed that both Chris Farrell and Teg Birney have rejoined the Ireland cap for the trip to Rome. Farrell was taken off in the first half of their one over the Southern Kings with a knee injury on Friday, and will have the injury assessed today. Niall Scannell, John Ryan and Andrew Conway have all joined the Ireland squad after starting in Cork on Friday. In soccer, the quarterfinal lineup for the FA Cup will be completed tonight following a huge clash between Chelsea and Manchester United at Stamford Bridge. It's a rerun of last year's final, which the Londoners won. Chelsea assistant coach Gianfranco Zola had plenty of experience of the fixture as a player, and he can't wait to face United again.
It has always been a fantastic game, very, very competitive. It's a game that both supporters, they feel a lot, so we are very happy for it.
United caretaker manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is looking for his side to bounce back from the Champions League disappointment against Paris Saint-Germain last week. Solskjaer says it won't be easy, however, in London.
He'll always have challenges, and away against Chelsea is one of the tougher challenges. So we know there was a spell against PSG, 7, 8, 10 minutes there that we lost our way a bit. But apart from that, we weren't too bad defensively.
Roberto Firmino is the latest player to emerge as a doubt for Liverpool's Champions League first leg with Bayern Munich at Anfield tomorrow. The Brazilian forward missed training this afternoon with a virus. Dejan Lovren also missed today's session and is now almost certain to miss tomorrow's game at Anfield with a hamstring injury. With Virgil van Dijk suspended and Klopp light on options, Lovren's absence could see Fabinho deputise at centre-half tomorrow evening. But the manager insists defending is something the whole team must do.
There will be a lot of moments where we have to defend, and we worked on that. Obviously, we tried to work on that because we respect the quality of Bayern Munich a lot. Speed, technique, experience, yeah, it's all there what you need to be successful. So we respect that, and yeah, we try to make the best of the situation.
Dundalk say injuries sustained by Derryman Patrick McIlhenny and Robbie Benson in Friday's draw with Sligo Rovers are not about as first feared. Both will be monitored, with manager Vinnie Perth insisting they have the depth to cope with any absence. Finally, in golf, Rory McIlroy has moved up one place to 8th in the latest world rankings. The Ulsterman moves ahead of Ricky Fowler following his 4th place finish at the Genesis Open in Los Angeles last night. England's Justin Rose remains the world number one. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning after the 8 news, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, the Gaheerla of the Donegal Islands Committee has hit out at the Minister for Rural and Community Development following his continued refusal to meet with the Islands Committee. Councillor John Hamish O'Farrell says a meeting with representatives is essential to ensure investment is made in the county's islands. Councillor O'Farrell says islanders have been left frustrated over Minister Michael Ring's lack of engagement with them. He says there is still a vast amount of work to be done on the county's islands and backing from the department is needed.
You can hear today the anger that some of the islanders had in relation to this. It's very important that they have the same services on the islands that they have on the mainland here. There's a good amount of population in there, more in Tory and other small islands, and we're talking about tourism coming into the area in the Wild Atlantic Way. We need services in place, and these services will cost a lot of money. We're not talking about small money, we're talking about a good few million to invest on the island communities. Again, I've called today and Minister Ring to send correspondence and that we want an immediate meeting with them on the Islands Committee to come forward and speak to us and discuss the projects that we have for the islands and the proposed projects that are ongoing on the islands and the road infrastructure that's on the islands to have this more funding available in conjunction with Donegal County Council, that we would go with some of the money allocated from Donegal County Council and Rinnegilta, that it wouldn't be too much burden if the two agencies were combined to give the funding for the islands. And again, in the frustration of some of the islanders, this is ongoing for a number of years now. And if you look at the overall picture, we have spent about 5 million on islands in the last number of years. That's equivalent to 500,000 every year. It's still a lot of money. People out there be saying, well, there's a lot of islands, money being spent on the islands. But to date, we need more money to finish the roads that are there at the moment.
Gardaí say they're concerned that the actions of some vigilante groups could be encouraging violence. An investigation's been launched after a man was allegedly assaulted in Ballyfermot in Dublin yesterday. A so-called paedophile hunter group was involved in the confrontation. Louise from the group says they deliberately live-streamed the interaction on social media.
The reason we do live stream also is because before I've been accused, when we started this off, I've been accused of attacking a predator. Now, when the guards went back and looked at the live feed, I was actually nowhere near the predator. I wasn't actually even talking to him.
A review is to take place of the approach road to the Market Square area of Letterkenny. It's after a number of incidents of buses attempting to drive down the narrow road, only to find that they are unable to turn, potentially causing huge problems for themselves and other motorists. It's been claimed that a lack of signage in the Church Lane area is leading to the issue reoccurring, with Donegal County Council now considering providing additional signage where necessary. Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh says it's a serious issue, but one that can be addressed in a very simple way.
There has been an issue in the past, I think, where a bus did go down, and then it's a huge, huge problem when they get to the bottom of the square and they can't turn. Recently, I was told by a gentleman that he has stopped the bus that was in Galway that was full of tourists, and he had stopped them from going down the market square. And I was also told about another incident of, again, a group of tourists who were at Mass at the cathedral, and again they were attempting to go down the market square. So we just need to erect signage there to warn them that it's not on and that it can't be done, and there is no signage to do that. So the council have undertaken to look at it, and assume they will now erect the signage, which, you know, I welcome that.
And coupled with the fact that it's very narrow, there's also a taxi rank on top of that, so it's basically impossible for a bus or larger vehicle to even attempt to go down there.
It is, absolutely, and you know, it's an absolute nightmare if it does happen then. It's a small thing, it's a matter of a couple of well-placed signs to warn people not to try it, and you know, we are getting more and more visitors to the area and to the town, and it's a good thing, but we want to make sure that these things don't happen.
A new grant will be made available to help dairy farmers go green. The government will cover 40% of the cost of climate-friendly milk pumps. They could save farmers €1,500 a year on bills and significantly reduce carbon emissions. Climate Action Minister Richard Bruton says it's a smart long-term investment.
You know, €5,000 in some installation cases, and we're covering 40% of the cost. Farmers tell me that although there is some upfront payment to be made, it pays for itself over about 4 years. So this is something that, while there is upfront cost, it's very justifiable for a long-term security of the sector.
Weather now, some scattered showers tonight with a risk of frost as some clear spells develop. Minimum temperatures of 3 or 4 degrees in moderate southwest to southerly winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, it's expected an announcement on a replacement airline for the City of Derry Airport London Stansted route will be made in the coming days. Airport management and Derry City and Strabane District Council are currently in contact with a number of potential regional airlines following the collapse of Fly BMI on Saturday. There's a crisis in competence over the new National Children's Hospital, according to a South Donegal TD. Mark McSharry says some serious questions still remain unanswered about the overruns at the new hospital. The Cardona Community Hospital Liaison Group has hit out at the HSE following what they say is a series of delays in securing long-promised reconfiguration works at the hospital. Meanwhile, St Joseph's Hospital in Stranorder will be the focus of a march and rally in the Twin Towns next month, while in Ballyshannon a public meeting takes place tonight to discuss promised works at the Shiel Hospital. And families affected by a major fire on Main Street in Buncrana 2 weeks ago could be allowed to return to their homes by the end of this week. Asbestos removal experts are now moving in to clear material from the site of the fire, which gutted the plaza and also caused extensive damage to the adjoining John Barr's drapery premises. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for Monday evening, February the 18th. The death has occurred of Danny Harvey, 60, De Glen Park, Clody. Funeral from his home on Wednesday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Clody. Interment afterwards in St Patrick's Cemetery, Dunamana. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Eamon McColgan, 9, McGurr Park, Strabane, reposing at his home this evening from 6 o'clock. Funeral leaving his home on Wednesday morning at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of John Joe McGee, Clonglash, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cockhill, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations to the oncology ward, Letterkenny University Hospital. And the death has taken place of Keith Roberts, the Moyle, Ludden, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St Mura's Church, Fawn, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family and close friends only at the request of the deceased.